You're listening to Engineering Talk, your premier source for insight into fluid sealing, connecting, conducting, and shielding applications. On today's program, Michael Binder discusses the attributes of low-friction sealing with our Engineering Talk interviewer, Alicia Parker. Binder is a design engineer for Ball Seal Engineering, and he collaborates directly with customers to devise solutions for industry's toughest sealing challenges.
Michael, to begin our conversation on low-friction sealing, can we start with a basic definition?
Yes, there are two types of seal friction, static and dynamic. Static, or startup, is the smallest force necessary to initiate motion between the seal and the dynamic counter surface. Looking at dynamic friction, it's the force value required to keep the hardware in motion.
Speaking of sealing surfaces, what considerations should engineers keep in mind when designing their equipment?
Well, friction is affected by many elements, for example, shaft speed, its hardness, and surface finish. Speed by which your equipment operates can generate frictional heat and decrease seal life. Using hardware materials that exceed a 40 Rockwell C can reduce particle adhesion from the dynamic counter surface into the seal material. Also, improving a surface finish better than 16 RMS will reduce abrasion. These factors are similar in result if the shaft operates under a high rotary speed and low pressure versus low reciprocating and high pressure conditions.
How can the media, meaning fluid and gas, affect friction?
Well, both viscosity and temperature can greatly affect friction. A lubricant like oil can reduce frictional forces by providing a hydrodynamic film to operate on, whereas a high viscosity media such as glue will increase friction due to its high shear force. Regarding application temperature, with excessive heat and cold can adversely impact friction by expanding or contracting the seal material. Bundling these factors together and looking at the application PV value, which is pressure times velocity, for a successful solution, the PV value must be less than the sealed material PV limit. Applications with a hydrodynamic film allow for the sealed material selections with higher PV limits, providing longer seal life.
Let's now turn to actual seal design. What attributes can help an engineer achieve low friction within their respective designs?
We always start with the customer requirements and take into account the friction value they are trying to achieve. We select the appropriate spring energizer and seal design to meet the requirements. We select from our thermoplastic materials a PTFE-based composition with a low friction coefficient versus an elastomer seal. Also, our candid coil spring can be chosen to create an effective seal, yet light enough to meet the desired performance. Further adjustments can be made with Ball Seal's patented canted coil spring to lower frictional drag. Our spring designs provide relatively constant spring load over a wide deflection range, providing good sealing throughout the life of the seal.
So Michael, do you have any final thoughts for us on low friction sealing?
As a Ball Seal engineer, my job is to understand the application requirements and help customers specify seals that meet their requirements. Achieving low friction in a variety of reciprocating, rotary, or oscillatory applications is our specialty.
You've been listening to Engineering Talk, a production of Ball Seal Engineering Incorporated. If you'd like to learn more about any of the topics discussed in this podcast, please contact Ball Seal at 800-366-1006 or visit them at www.ballseal.com.